Hello, Mariana.
Hi.
Thank you for joining. I was getting lonely.
Yes, I'm not in my webhead studio, so I wanted to join you and say hello at least.
Thank you.
So how are you? Welcome to Boa 2012. I want to greet you a welcome live.
always a pleasure to tune into each group of Boa. How are things going for week one?
In week one, we had a live session at Tapped In with BJ Berquist, a very excellent presenter. It's only a chat, as you know, a chat room, and I think there were more than 30 participants with several of moderators also there, and those attending were very excited about everything. Most of them were newbies and they really loved the area and everything. People have been leaving comments on our wiki comment session where we have it, and I think there are some questions they would really like to explore it even more, so probably we will be available during these few Sundays during the course of Boa 2012 and help them around, or at least Jeff is there also, Jeff Cooper and BJ, so I think they will get around and maybe create their own offices and maybe have fun later with their students or whatever. But people are exploring, doing, introducing themselves, sharing their photos, and it was very interesting, even though I wasn't moderating week one, but I'm on my vacation still, even though school starts tomorrow. So I had some fun also reading the introductions. It's great. People all over the world. And there are some new countries presented for the first time. I should really have prepared for this to tell you, so I will not mention them, but I'm very, very happy that there are so many people from Croatia this year, 6, I think, and last year were only me and two more colleagues who even joined us this year, and it's very great to have people from who come and join as you after so many years. One of my colleagues from Croatia, this was her second time, her is fourth time, so it's great, because as you say, we always introduce something new, we try to explore and do everything what we can.
Yeah, and that's great that you're getting more people from Croatia. You know, I've always been discouraged by how few people in Korea are involved, and we have an active, you know, TESOL organization here, CoTESOL, so I've been trying to get the word out, but so far Croatia is way ahead of Korea.
Yes, it's a very small country, and I was attending one of the webinars for Croatian teachers of IT because they were streaming it online. I could not go to a city where they had it face-to-face, of course. But I loved when one of the colleagues said that there are 1.4 million people, even though the country is only 4.5 million people, and 1.4 million people, including probably most of the students in Croatia, are on Facebook. But they don't probably use it so mostly for educating or whatever, but the, I don't know. So Croatia is like a very, very small country, and having internet connections been brought to us for the past, I would say, 5 years maybe, even though there were more, but I, for instance, couldn't have an ADSL here until 4 years ago. We only had dial-up connection, and now it's very funny when I remember those dial-up connections and everything. It always makes you laugh how long it takes you until you log into the internet, or maybe you will never make it, or because there are so many people online. But now there have been lots of probably financing, and we have a great Croatian internet media, Carnet. It's called Carnet network, and they really provide good things here as well.
Yeah, I was amazed. I did another webcast this week for the Change 11 MOOC, and one of the participants was in the United States, but is on dial-up still, and
yes,
was unable
really
to join the Hangout. You know, a lot of the rural residents still don't have very good internet connections. I see Dillian is in the Hangout.
Yes. Hello. I only see Catherine.
Well, I see him in the chat here. And also, Catherine is getting echo. And what I should have explained when you joined in, Catherine, you're probably still listening to the video stream. So if you go back to the webheadsinaction.org page, stop the video, and then you'll get just the one stream of audio, which is us here in the Hangout. And Dillian, if you can say hello, please do. And Catherine, if you're having problems speaking, and I haven't heard anything from you at all, you might want to play with your settings. And that would be in the very upper right portion of your Hangout window. In the very upper right, you see a little gear, a little circle. If you click that, you'll be able to select a different audio input.
What is the connection speed in Korea, for instance?
Amazing. My
Yes, wow.
download speed is about 40 megabytes per second, and my upload speed is about 60 megabytes.
Yes, and I thought we had a very fast internet here in Croatia. I think my husband told me last night that it's about 500 kilobytes per second, but that's if I understood him well. I think it is. So at least it's good enough. It was like 200 kilobytes before, so I don't know. That's why probably I cannot stream my video because of the slow connections or something. I don't know, but I can successfully do it over Skype, and we have been even chatting and talking with participants because they have been st already started to explore Vic2 tools, and they have been adding and downloading Skype and Yahoo Messenger, and they have started adding us as moderators. So our week one mod, Maria Bosa from Argentina, had some excellent chats with them, and they were so excited. And it's very nice to meet people all around the world.
So are you able to do a video chat in Skype?
Yes, no
Hmm.
problem, no problem. When I'm one-on-one, I have never tried it when there are several of us here. Dylan says that she's also in Bo 2012. She says it's a great experience and asked me where am I from. No, Dylan, I'm from Croatia, and I was just talking to Jeff and explaining why I cannot probably stream my camera because of the slow connections. Even though 500 kilobytes is a lot here in Croatia for now, I hope they will do it even more. Yes, we can see each other. I see Jeff, and I suppose he can see
You
me.
know, I'm curious. I see that they.
Actually, not now.
I.
Oh, Kala. Yes. Yes. Oh, finally, one of the web heads came.
Veteran web. Mariana, I just noticed they've added a setting in Google Hangouts. If you click your
Yes.
settings, there's now an option for fast connection or slow connection.
It's my mine is in Croatian. I'm just trying to find it out. It's like
Hello,
Hello,
hi,
Hala.
Kalam.
Aisha. Cafe.
I
My password, my camera.
Hi, Kalam. Hala, have you checked your mic? It's on.
Good luck, Catherine. Keep trying.
Maybe I would suggest leave the Google Hangout and then come again, maybe, or try another. I don't know. Maybe Jeff is better here than I am. Maybe try another browser. I don't know.
I doubt that's it. I think it's probably the
Yes.
audio setting in the Hangout. And this is what I would think you might want to check also, Mariana. Do you know how to get to your Google Hangout settings?
I'm in the Google Hangouts and I'm clicking on the settings. Yes, and I have it's in Croatian, but no problem. And it
And
says fast and slow connections.
which I would
Yes.
choose slow connection.
Okay, so I'm going to choose that one now. And yes, I have chosen slow connection.
And then try your video again and see if that makes any difference.
Okay. It says that slow connections. For internet video only shows for the permanent presenter. So if I choose this, I will only see the person who is speaking. No, how many of you in the Google Hangout? If I think so, I'll see. I'm going to check.
At least we
Oh
see your
God, I
picture
cannot
now.
save it.
Hey,
Hey, is that Catherine
Hala.
or Hala?
Petr.
Who just said hey?
Hala. Hala is laughing. It's Hala, I suppose. Don't laugh at us, Hala, please. I think Dylan told me now that she cannot hear us, and I'm wondering why. You know, maybe.
Can you hear us, or you can't activate your microphone? I can. Hala can hear, and I think we hear you also, Hala. Would you like to say hello? We hear kids in the background.
Yes.
I always love that about the webheads, is like all the different backgrounds.
Okay, 101, that's excellent. You have broke the record, not only 100 anymore. Yes.
Hala, what you might need to do is adjust your Hangout settings, and there should be a little option in the very top right next to exit. There should be a little gear or circle, and if you click that, Mike will mute it or not. And then if you click on the little circle, you should have an option to choose a different audio input.
I'm in my settings as well, and whenever I choose slow connections, I cannot save it, and then I cannot come back to the Google Hangout. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yep, still hear you loud and clear. So you choose slow connection, but it doesn't stick.
No, it doesn't stick. It shows, but then I cannot save changes at all. It doesn't show me anymore that button. And then when I choose a fast connection, then it shows me again the change.
Hello? 1, 2, 3, 1, yes. 2, 3.
Is that your If you were
Hi, can you hear me? I'm Catherine.
Oh, hello, Catherine.
Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. I made it.
Yay.
Bravo.
I even got dressed, so I might put the camera on in a minute.
Oh, excellent. Although pajamas are fine. Webheads have pajama parties all the time.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's 11 o'clock in the morning. It's time to get up.
Oh, yes. So you are in GMT plus one, Catherine?
Yeah, that's right. I'm in France.
Yes. Very good. I'm in Croatia, and I'm just making lunch and sitting.
I'm just listening in for the moment.
No, you say, speak. Where are you, Catherine? Which Evo session are you attending?
I'm doing the webheads and the I can't remember what I'm doing now. The class DigiTools.
Class digital tools. That's in Edmodo, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, they have sessions. I have never tried Edmodo so far, but I have seen several webinars about that. I hope you have an excellent time, because there are so many great educators there, and Carla Arena, one of the mentors for Evo sessions, is also moderating, I think, Class Digital Tools. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, she's brilliant. She's always there helping us out.
Yeah,
it's not easy.
Yes.
Yeah, Edmodo is not easy to get to know quickly, you know, that's the problem with the first weeks for everything. So many things to zap around on, but it's great.
So you are, in week one, you only had to, like, introduce yourself and get around Edmodo?
Yeah, that's right, and set up different sorts of introductions, you know, with videos or poems or, you know, photos or something like that, something different. So there's lots of new links coming in.
A lot of ideas, yes. We don't usually start very in Bo 2012. We don't usually start the intros so fast. I hope we don't scare the newbies. I think as a newbie, I would be scared.
It is pretty. But you get used to it. It takes a week to get used to it.
Yeah, I've been tuning into the digital tools session, and I've been amazed at how much content has been produced. People have done really great work with their introduction stuff. And Edmodo, I had been aware of Edmodo, but it's the first time I've really used it. And I can see it being really good for a kind of like a class social network. I wish it was a little bit more open. Like, as it is now, only the moderators can choose whether a post becomes public or not. And that's one thing. On webheadsinaction.org, I'm trying to aggregate
Mike.
We hear you, Hala.
Hi, Hala.
Yeah, she's gone now.
No, Hala, you can speak because it's like democratic. Everybody can join, and we it's not like in Illuminate when you grab the mic.
So feel free to jump in, anyone. I wish stuff was more open a little bit. Like even the Becoming a Webhead Yahoo group is closed, so we can't aggregate that content. And I mean, I understand, I guess, in some situations people want that closed environment, but I'm all about the open stream.
Open streaming, And it's a bit complicated, Edmundo. There's lots of things going on the page, and things are mixed up, so it's very difficult to find who's
talking to whom. So where do you share... sorry, Catherine. I just want to ask you, where do you share your productions? On Edmundo, or you have a wiki page where you post or anything else? Or you just share a link?
No, on Edmundo we put most things on, and then we've all had to start up our own blogs and things.
Okay.
So we're now sharing on different spaces.
Uh-huh. So which one do you use? Do you use Posterous or something else?
No, I've opened up on Wikispace.
Oh, great.
So I'm trying that one out for the moment.
Do you have a link to your introduction
space? Can you share us a link in the chat?
Oh, dear.
Chat
it's not very exciting.
It's show
it's
and tell.
It's not very exciting.
It's only first week, don't worry.
But some of the people have put on some amazing things, you know, really professional films and introductions to themselves. It's fantastic. Mine is nothing compared to that.
I have created my first Animoto for Evo moderators when we had this before Evo started. And it only lasted for 30 seconds, but I had fun. And Carlos suggested that, actually. Then after that, I found out that for educators, we can even have it, that can the video on Animoto can last even more.
Longer.
And now I have created two or three more. One, I have even added videos, but I still don't know how to convert or do in Windows Media Player. So I'm also learning, of course. Even
little by little. Good, I'm pleased to hear that.
I love Photopea, but Animoto is maybe more interesting because you can share a video and photos, but on Photopea only photos.
Okay, I don't know that one.
They will not introduce, maybe they will. I don't know what they actually do. So, but it's great that you're actually having fun.
Well, I am now. Starting to. Now I can hear you and talk to you. It's taken a week.
Of course. Yeah. Some people, it took me last year 3 weeks to start a blog. And they all have already done that, like in week two. And I was like the last one who have done a blog in week four. And now look at me. I'm a moderating in both 2012. So
well,
you just
great.
Have to, so everything is choose your own pace and do as much as you can.
Yeah, that's what I've decided.
Dylan says
so I'm not going to give you my link, though.
Okay, so it may be next weekend if Jeff opens a new Hangout. Hala, are you still with us?
I just want to say hello to Inma, who's in the chat room at webheadsinaction.org. And if you're having any problems joining the Hangout, let us know. We can troubleshoot. So Google Hangout just added a feature that was in the Hangouts with Extra, which is really nice, especially if you're doing some kind of workshop or online learning. You can screen share. So if you want to share an application or a particular window.
Hello? Hello? We can hear you.
We hear you.
Oh, hi. Hey. Finally. How are you? Hey.
Fine. Hi.
This is my first Hangout ever.
Me too.
So I'll never forget this. How are you, Jeff?
Great. Nice to see you again. Happy EVO.
Yeah, happy EVO. And we are so happy to have you everywhere. And everyone is happy to have you.
And I'm always happy for EVO. I mean, for a guy who likes to do this kind of, global connections and conversations, I couldn't ask for a better.
And you're always happy with any podcasting, I think.
Yes, any excuse to webcast. And thank you all for coming because I was starting to get scared that I'd be lonely and just have to play music by myself.
Yeah, what happened to the music?
Maybe. Oh, that and so, Jeff, that would be having your own radio show, as some of the colleagues suggested that on Facebook, like Sandra.
Well, you know,
Do you have your radio show?
I did host a radio show here, actually, a traditional radio show. What was it? Let's Talk Pusan. So I hosted that for about a year. And, you know, when I first started doing this in 2005, I acted a little bit more like a DJ. And I remember my very first time doing this, I announced, okay, I'm going to webcast. And, you know, this was before there was much podcasting or anything. And so I made all the announcements and I started streaming and no one came. And so I just kept playing the song, One is the Loneliest Number, over and over again. It was very sad.
Well, things have got better.
Yes.
There's four of us now.
So do we get to see your video, Catherine?
No, not yet.
No?
Oh, am I supposed to be sending this to you? Oh, dear.
You can turn your webcam on and just wave a quick hello.
I have a question, Jeff, for you. And it concerns the photo. Hala has a photo. Hala, do you have a video camera?
So I think I saw her mention in the chat screen that video is blocked at her school.
Yes.
Actually, Mariana, because when I tested this, I found that we are on a proxy server and they don't allow any kind of video casting from here. I'm at work.
Oh, yes. That's why we heard some noises. Are you in the office now or hello?
Yeah, I'm in my tiny little office now.
Correcting the exams, if I don't mistake, huh? You're still correcting
exactly
the exams.
So you have your neurons working. Congratulations.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even though I haven't had much sleep, my son had his sixth birthday yesterday, and it was very fun. You know, I've uploaded some pictures to Yahoo. I don't know if you have checked them.
Oh, can we see a link?
He was so excited. No, well, actually, I only shared them for, as you say, Yahoo group is closed, that one for, but I'm going to share them differently with you. Wait.
Okay, I have just one question for Jeff. I have watched a hangout before with Vance, you and Vance, who else, who had that pancake? Someone there had pancake that day. She was eating and her husband was there. Who was that?
Maybe Kate or
no, not Kate.
Or was it Nelly, was it?
No. She has a C in her name. Anyway, how can you, my question is, how can you move those windows, video windows? Is it you who do that or someone else?
Maybe I can show you in this hangout. What I'm going to do is share my screen. This is a program called ManyCam. And so what this lets me do is capture a certain portion of my screen or a certain application. So whatever I put into that window is what will be shown on the stream. So if I move this computer tab there, then that's what gets shown. So it's a program called ManyCam. I don't know if that answered your question. Oh, got Catherine's photos.
Oh, no. You going to share those now?
Is it okay if I do?
Yeah. It's only 10 seconds.
Oh, Animoto. I love Animoto. Great.
It's not long, though. It's just a test.
Love this theme that you have chosen. Jeff, I only see it in a very small, I don't see it across the whole screen, only on your...
Because I have to talk in order for it to jump up. If you click on me, the little thumbnail, it will get big.
Okay, I'll have done that. Great.
And we haven't got the sound either.
No, because...
Did you have the sound there?
No, because right now the audio that's going into the Hangout for me is from this microphone. It's not from the system.
Catherine, okay. Was this your first Animoto ever?
It was.
Great. So you just explore it. You can edit always the changes. You can change the title. It says untitled project so far, but you can have all these editing even later. Clean and clear the photos, add the photos, whatever you want. It's excellent. Thank you.
No, I saw that. I haven't had time to do it yet, but I do intend to do longer ones with my students soon. So I'll have to get used to that.
What do you teach, Catherine, and where?
I teach English.
To what level?
To lots of different groups, students at engineering schools, to retired people, to students in secondary schools, all types of teaching, business people.
Okay, so I'm sharing on my Google Plus now the photos, so I hope you can see my son's birthday, only three photos.
not yet, because your video isn't on.
No. I've shared them on my wall on Google Plus. I don't know if I can.
Okay.
Okay, I will stop talking and I can.
I see. I see them now.
Explore. Okay, let me just close. I'm going to. Oh my God! Switch off my mic. Sorry, and I'm going.
Okay, so she's switching off her. Hello, Mariana. Nice to see you.
Oh, yeah, now we've got it. So she's only got the sound or the picture?
Unfortunately, as soon as she turns her video on, the audio gets really choppy.
Oh, that's why you've turned it off. Okay.
And so when you click screen share, you'll get an option of like which window or which application you want to share.
Right.
Hey, there we go. Wow, those look like very exciting candles. That's some serious pyrotechnics.
I was looking at the cake. Great cake.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yes. Sorry, I think my connections are slow. This was my first screen sharing over Google Hangout. I still don't know what have I done wrong, but thank you. No, yes, excellent pyrotext techniques. Oh, he was so excited. Six candles.
It was those are Claire, Jeff.
What?
Claire. She's remembering who had the pancakes in the Hangout. A long time ago.
Yeah. Oh, great. Hala. Oh, good. Next time we'll make pancakes for the next Sunday.
Are there any special birthday traditions in Croatia?
No, not so much. This was like a family reunion only because he still doesn't go to school and doesn't have so many friends to ask to come to join. But my parents and cousins and everybody came and no, nothing special. Lunch or cake, and we sing a song typical for everybody's in any language. And they were like doing all kinds of games and... doing Lego, how do you call them? Lego?
Legos.
Lego.
Yes, Legos. And they were playing V a lot and jumping all around the house and playing Star Wars also. So it was like very, very, until 11 p.m. in the evening. Then the last guest left and he finally said, okay, I'm tired now. And I was like, yeah, so I can now go online.
I'm so happy Legos are still... popular. You know, with all these technologies, Lego still work, although they're a lot more complex than they used to be. I mean, I remember just building these high towers and that was it. Now you get these Star Wars.
Got some great things. The Star Wars battleships are great.
My sons love them. Yes, my sons love them. Especially the older one, he's 8. This one who had the birthday yesterday, he's 6. But the older one, he can do wonders. And he even helped him last night with creating some kind of a ship. He got a ship, a Lego ship to build. And they were starting building that. And I told them, okay, it's midnight. I think you will finish that maybe tomorrow. But no, they want to finish it last night. But we finally get them to bed. So it was like, okay, so now. A laptop time for me, and they are in bed, and I'm still tired because I went to sleep around 2 a.m. in the morning. Hey.
And I do see we have a few people listening at webheadsinaction.org. I just put the Hangout link in again. If anyone's having trouble joining in, hey, it's the birthday boy.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Now, can he hear us? I don't know if the headset is on. What is his name?
Hello, I'm Dongo. Hi, I'm Dongo.
Hello, very nice to meet you.
Hi, happy birthday.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, he likes to speak in English, even though there are not still proper English words. But he whenever he plays computer on, especially some game that's in English, he speaks in English while playing it. So it's very funny. I think I'm going to video him once.
Oh, that's great. What video games is he playing?
All kinds of online, offline. I don't know. They like Spider-Man and whatever. I really don't know. I can't follow all those games. They have their father who follow all the games. So, but mostly they love Spider-Man, some kind of. And online, he likes to do a lot of games online and building blocks and memory games. So I sometimes want him to play more educative games. But it's great that actually he learns a lot of language through it, and that's why maybe Graham Stanley's EVO session is excellent. He talks about gamification, so about how kids can learn language and how we can use games for teaching maybe the language and everything. So it's fun. I'm very amazed how my kids learned English by just playing games or watching cartoons in English. So it's very interesting.
Yeah, and Hala's son is killing people all over the world.
Yeah, oh, yeah, too. Counter-Strike. Oh, my God.
It's very educational.
I have, like, Just Cause, some kind of 1, 2, 3, whatever. Who knows?
Mariana, at least they're practicing educational killing.
What? Sorry, repeat this, please.
Educational killing. At least
educational killing,
we are around, that means definitely the killing is very educational.
Yes, probably. I see Dylan join us again, but I can't see her in the her video.
Welcome back, Dylan. Can you hear us? Can you say anything?
I've been trying to get my picture to come through. I can't get it to work.
The
camera's on.
The little light is on?
You know,
it might just take a little while. Sometimes it takes a little while to kick in, and we do see your silhouette.
That's not me.
That's you, Catherine.
No, yes,
right?
That's...
Yeah, that's me, but it's not my silhouette.
No, that's not your...
which camera do you have? Are you on your laptop?
No, I'm on my computer, normal, big computer.
And your little webcam light is on?
I can't see it, that's the thing. I'm trying to get it to work.
When in doubt, keep clicking things.
Sometimes this...
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. It works okay when I'm on Skype.
And you clicked on your Hangout settings and selected the webcam?
Yeah.
Oh, welcome back, Mariana. I'll be interested to see if you can screen share, Hala. You do need to click twice. You have to click screen share and then share selected window. Oh, we lost Mariana.
So I was looking at a screen share, Jeff. Sorry, it's Catherine here again. So I click on the screen share. I've clicked on it and I've got three things. How do I...
Click one of
how
them.
How do I...
Hala, we see your screen share. Click one of them and then share selected screen. I see your music cover, Hala.
Hang on, wait a minute. But I mean, how do I get it onto my screens to click on one? Oh yeah, look at that. That's great. That's fun, Hala. Very artistic. So do I have to open my screen first? I mean...
When you click screen share,
screen...
you have your three options. One is like desktop,
right.
One is probably your browser, and maybe the Hangout window. Choose one of those, probably the browser, and then share selected screen. Yep, we got it.
Yeah, but this is you.
Yes, we're looking in the mirror.
You got it?
Yes, we see the Hangout.
You've got it, but I haven't. That's normal?
Okay,
so how do I turn that off now?
You already did.
There you go. Okay. Oh, it takes time. They have to wait. I saw it first. And then how do I turn it off? I just come out of it?
Click screen share again.
It's off now?
All we see is blackness.
Has it gone off now for you?
Yes.
Okay, great.
We do not hear your music, Hala. Yeah, the screen share worked really well. I taught an online call course last semester, and it was small enough, there were less than 10 students, and so we would use this. We'd hang out, and I would do whatever presentation or instruction, and then we'd kind of do a group show and tell of what people had been working on. And if the connection is good enough, you really can get pretty good, high-quality screen sharing. Welcome back,
yeah,
Mariana.
Yeah, no, it looks good. It's interesting.
You know, you sounded okay there. Why don't we try it? Maybe the internet weather has cleared up.
I closed the Google Hangout, and then I wanted to come again, and I couldn't see your video or hear you at all, and I only could see chat, and I was chatting with Hala. Thank you, Hala. And I suppose Dilian can see it like this. So what I did is I logged out Google Plus totally, and then came again, and everything was working now fine. So I don't know. But I'm still, my Gmail is still on, so I don't know why it didn't work before. There was one more thing. While I was entering the Google Hangout, it told me that it was waiting for some plugins for Google Talk to be installed. And I just clicked on OK, like, and that was it. And then I don't know, I was waiting for that to be probably installed or whatever, so I'm not quite sure. It's in Croatian, so I need to translate to myself or to you actually what I think I have seen. Maybe Dilian should do this the same. Maybe she should log off. I don't know.
And hello to Nora in Colombia. And Hala, you're right. There are three black screens and Jeff. And I'm tired of being the only video guy. Although, you know, have you noticed this feature? You can.
Oh, really? Great.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Great one.
So if I'm going to be the only video, I should try to make it a little.
I like that. And congratulations, Jeff, for having 2-3 white hairs.
2 or 3. How kind
hairs.
Of you.
Hairs. Plural of hair.
I've earned every one. Yes.
I just can't get
Gray's definitely coming in. Oh, Mariana Video. Hello, hello. Try talking too. Maybe it'll work.
No, I don't want to talk. I only want to share a video.
So sad. Such a new media talent. And we can't get the audio and video going together.
At least she's got a picture working. Not like some of us.
So, have you seen the webcam light go on yet?
No. Catherine, this is what happened to me once when I was in live meeting, Microsoft live meeting room, and I have chosen a wrong camera actually, and I have several options. I don't know what did I choose. I should choose my laptop camera, but I have chosen something else that was offered to me, and then when I had to have a webinar online, my video wasn't showing, and I was like, okay, so maybe you should see the true name, the real name of your camera, then it will start, or I really don't know because I'm not such a techie guy.
One other possibility, okay. And I'll screen share this.
Yes, great.
Sometimes when you do the settings in the Google Hangout, it doesn't stick. And what you'll need to do is go to your Gmail and go find chat and click on the little arrow next to it and click chat settings. And then change the settings there and save them. And sometimes that will take effect.
Good. Great. Good to know that.
Okay. So I'm into the settings. And it says no devices found. Great. No, it's obviously me. I obviously have...
Oh. No Catherine found. We lost Catherine. Good luck, Nora. Hopefully she's heading in. Hala, are you still there?
Hala?
I think she just left us.
But it says Catherine. Oh, Catherine has joined us again.
And Dillian is here as well, I think. Hello, Catherine. Welcome back.
You told me to zap around. I did.
That's what you got to do. If you're not breaking something, you're not trying hard enough.
Oh, no, I know. Doing my best. It's Sunday morning, come on.
It's still morning, yes. It will be like 5 to noon here in Croatia. 5 minutes.
Well, it is here
in
as well.
France as well. But it's
I know,
morning.
I'm calling that morning.
According to the time zones and everything, it's still morning, and you say good morning until noon.
Exactly. I haven't started cooking lunch.
So nothing with camera still, Catherine.
No, it's probably a good thing. It's probably.
And so you think we don't
today.
Need to see you?
Yeah.
I'm just tired of looking at myself.
Okay, I will stop speaking and I will share my camera with me because Hala says I look gorgeous. And thank you, Hala, because I only had 4 hours of sleep.
So after this hangout, we're going to head into Second Life for a Machine EVO session. Have you all played with Second Life at all?
Nope.
Yeah, it's cool. It's got potential. It's got a lot of barriers to entry.
I know Ayat, one of our colleagues in Bo 2012, she has a Second Life account. ID, but I have never been there. I have seen people doing a lot, and Heike was very enthusiastic about showing us in EVO kickoff last Sunday about everything, and I loved it. But I still can't find myself doing it. It reminds me of The Sims. My children are playing Sims also as well on PlayStation 2, and it looks very interesting. And it's funny how people can have conferences there as well, and they can. Change their avatar and do great stuff and have their own houses. It's very interesting and funny at the same time. And you have like meetings and everything.
Yeah, I mean, I think it does have a lot of, you know, language learning, role-playing possibilities. But for some reason, Second Life never quite gained that much traction. I think The Sims, I think things like Minecraft. I was talking to a 15-year-old kid here recently, and I was like, have you ever heard of Second Life? He's like, no, but I love Minecraft. And, you know, sometimes different programs, for whatever reasons, attract people's attention, and I have a feeling Second Life's not going to be the one that survives.
That's right. How long does Second Life actually exist? Because I wasn't around online so far, only like for the past year, and I've noticed that Second Life, SL, everybody was mentioning, and I didn't know what actually that was.
It kind of started in 2006, and then like 2007 and 8, there was a lot of buzz, and a lot of companies went in there, and they thought this was the next big thing, and then in 2009, people just started leaving.
Yes. Well, I'm really not into it very much, and I've stopped playing Farmville on Facebook as well. and I don't have time for games anymore. My colleagues who have started using Facebook recently, just recently, and I was on Facebook for the last 4 years, they have been sending me those, please join my... Oh, sorry.
More pyrotechnics?
Taking off.
Someone brought That's you more war color. So, Catherine, I'm going to guess that you are not originally from France?
No, I'm not. No, I'm English.
How long have you been in France?
Oh, far too long. 20, 25 years?
Because I'm not actually Korean either.
Ah, uh-huh. No, where are you from?
States, United States.
No, I wouldn't have guessed. So you're in Korea then?
You
I
know,
Busan,
I guess I. Sorry.
Oh no! Hello, Hala.
Because this is very obvious. Your accent is completely different from hers. Yours is American and hers is British. And I love British accent, by the way.
Everybody loves British.
Oh,
accents.
Thank you, Hala. I've got
mine is not British. Sorry. Sorry, I had a little emergency in the kitchen.
Yeah, we thought your spaceship had arrived.
Well, this is when I try to do multitasking, and it sometimes doesn't work. Sorry.
Was that lunch? Did lunch explode? She's gone.
Yeah, my students, you know, and there's a lot of advantages to British English. When I teach a pronunciation course, Americans love our R's, and it's such a pain for students, for most non-native speakers to learn the R's.
Learn the R's, yeah.
Yeah. So I tell them, okay, you have a nice
Well, that's why English is easier. Yeah, I don't have the R's, so that's okay. I cheat.
Well, Hala always says that I have a great accent. I don't find it so interesting. It's like Croatian English, not a British one, even though I try to have it like this. But mostly we teach British accent, British English in schools, even though I don't actually care whether students are speaking British or American English in classes or some RP or whatever, standard-like English. And I don't think that's important, as long as we all understand each other. That's just my opinion. I don't know.
Yeah, you're correct, Mariana. Actually, I love your accent, and I don't see anything in that. I love listening to different accents. And as David Crystal writes somewhere, that the most important thing is the mutual intelligibility. So we have Sudanese accent, Chinese accent, Jeff's accent, so no problem with that.
Yes. Interesting is that I have read somewhere recently, like a few months ago, what is the most, the best looking or the best sound accent in the world, and people were voting Spanish English, Spanish accent, Spanish English. So it's interesting. It's very funny for me to have read this, and I don't think American was very up in the or British near. So people probably like to hear English.
Was that a Spanish vote that was made?
No. I don't know where actually I read that. Maybe, who knows? But I don't. I think people from Uruguay, actually the students from Uruguay that have been interviewing me, they had problems with pronunciation, and their teacher told me that actually they are glad that I could understand them, and that's the main problem for them, the pronunciation.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if that is usually in all the countries, but in Croatia they tend to pronounce very well. But I still think that we don't teach them pronunciation very well in classes. I don't know. Well, see. I'm doing on that. We have been talking about this in our school a lot, about working on pronunciation, maybe even better. So, who knows?
See, I'm all for any kind of.
Yeah, I do a lot of work on that.
Yeah, sorry, Jeff.
No, I'd like Catherine to continue. If she does a lot of work on that, she probably has much better things to say.
Well, no. But I do more and more. I do story reading in class, even taking in children's nursery rhymes and things, even if, you know, whatever age the students are, getting them to sing and practice word stress and sense. So much has got to be done for them to realize that English, you know, is so musical. You know, it's hard for the students to pick that up alone. But reading out stories to each other, it's a great exercise.
Yeah, I agree. Like, tapping into musical literacies, I think, count, you know, they help, because it's about hearing the different rhythm of the music,
yeah.
and stepping out of your, like, and that's why I think role playing works well also, just to break the normal patterns of what your mouth does. And I'm all for any kind of simplification of English pronunciation or grammar structure or anything. It's just such a terrible, terrible language in terms of everything, spelling and
but it's so much fun, though. It can be so much fun.
But
you
I would
know,
love
the kids,
to see.
We get them reading out plays and Monty Python and things like that. They love it.
I'd love to see a simplified universal or international version of English where it's okay to say, I go store yesterday. You know, in terms of meaning, there's nothing lost. And then you can have regional variations and complexity of grammar. But I'm all for I go store yesterday.
Yeah, why not? I mean, that's the way it's going, isn't it? Anyway.
And I see Carla Arena may be on her way into the hangout.
Ooh.
Before I leave you, I just want to ask you, Jeff, are the students in Korea shy, like in speaking?
Definitely. Well, there's a generational component as well. The current generation in school has grown up with a lot more access to foreigners, not just native speakers, but foreigners. And so there's a lot less anxiety about speaking the language. There has been more focus on communicative skills, but still, once they get to high school, it is all about the exam. And I teach teachers. I do teacher training. And the high school level teachers, like, well, we really don't do much speaking or listening because it's all about the test. And this test is mostly grammar-based, although that's changing. They're introducing a new English standardized test in 2014 that is going to include those things. And so all of a sudden they're needing to include that in the curriculum.
When Dillian also joined us again, but she's in chat only. When I was in England, Catherine, please say what you wanted to say. I wanted to share something.
Yeah, I was just coming back to, I have several Vietnamese, well, quite a few Vietnamese students coming in to the French schools here, universities, classes, and really hard to communicate with them. You know, it's such a different accent. They have so many problems.
I was doing online teaching in Vietnam, and Vietnamese accents, I think, are Vietnamese and English, I think, are just as different as languages get. Whenever I try to say something in Vietnamese, I don't come close. Even students' names or whatever. It's just the mouth is doing such different things.
I feel really, you know, I can't teach them, you know. I feel I'm letting them down. Because I don't know where to start.
But they had really strong writing skills compared to other non-native speakers I had
taught. Oh, yeah, definitely.
And Hala, I teach, it's a six-month program. These are secondary and elementary school teachers here in Korea, usually in their 30s or 40s, and there's usually about 12 in each group, and we'll get four or five groups each semester. Mm-hmm. Yes, teacher training.
You were mentioning grammar. When I was a student in school, they were mostly teaching us grammar and reading. There wasn't so much training speaking, and that's why I think students are also very shy. They don't want to speak. But now they are more open. They have internet and everything. And when I was in England, like, I don't know, 15 years ago, I went to a teacher training program as a student. And I knew grammar better than the English colleagues, so I was like, what? And I was like, okay, well, that's normal. We know that you know grammar very well. But this is what they have been teaching us for exams, and you have to know conditional third and second and everything. Well, that's all important, but you have to practice it also in speech and in real life. And this is what I'm trying to do with my students for the last year, and I think they have been starting more encouraged and enthusiastic. Even though, as you say, Jeff, they make mistakes in speaking. I go store yesterday. It doesn't matter. I understand what you wanted to say, but I asked them, how can you say differently? Did you notice any mistake? Or maybe I asked them in general in class, what is the mistake? I don't want to correct them during their speak, especially when they are speaking about anything. And I do mistakes now as well when I speak to you. So that's like we shouldn't like stop them, and otherwise they are going to block totally and not speak at all.
And my experience is that Europeans and South Americans, I don't know about Africans, tend to be much more open to making mistakes and just communicating with the language, whereas Asians tend to be a little bit more perfectionist and cautious to say anything that's not going to be correct.
Yeah, the fear of making the error in front of the others.
Yes. Especially when they are afraid that the friends or the colleagues in class will laugh at them or anything. That's mostly the biggest problem. The biggest problem that they say, that's why they don't want to speak. And I have started these Skype interviews with colleagues all around the world. Hala will be our next guest. Isn't that right, Hala? And they are interviewing them and asking about all kinds of things and culture and just practicing language in the real world, like not using Croatian at all, because they cannot use Croatian. They want to speak Croatian in English class, and I tell them, okay, so that's not possible. And if they don't know, I help, but mostly they should try and explain in simple English words how they want to use something else. So we just practice, and nothing else. If you don't speak, you will not know the language. This is what I tell them.
You mentioned a connection with Hala. Have you all done much connecting with students or classes elsewhere in different countries?
Well, I did. I have a pen pal project with a colleague from Uruguay. Last year we met at Bo 2011, and we had a pen pal project between a student, which is still going on. And then I had the idea that we should have interviews, but since there was a 5-hour difference in GMT, 5-hour difference, and they were going to school in afternoon, and my students would be at home at that time, we couldn't do that. So I suggested that they should interview us. So her students interviewed me several times and mine her, and that was a great experience. They wrote an article, and Hala even given me some great ideas for future. And when I tell them that we are going to use more technology, and they embrace it. They love that. That's something new for them. That's interesting. That's
so much more interesting than open your books to chapter 5.
Yes, yes, definitely, definitely. Hala is writing something.
Hey, she'd like to tell us about another one. Please do.
Yeah, this is because I just need to put the link here on the chat, Elia, about one of the projects that we have done with Busaina. Sudan was included, Argentina, Brazil, Canada, Dubai, Japan, Kuwait, Portugal, Slovenia, Ukraine, and Venezuela. So this is my students' project, What Makes Sudan a Unique Country, and it was just amazing. All the students communicated with each other, and they shared different cultures, and it worked. You can see the feedback here.
Yes, that's the link you shared with me, isn't that right, Hala? Hala?
Yeah, it's the same.
Yes, and it really helped me. The students have been sending me questions for you via our Facebook group. I have a secret Facebook group with them. And even though we are still on our holidays, most of them have been working a lot. And I love them sharing some blogsters they have done during holidays or something like that. So another interesting way of using technology with students.
Before I leave, Jeff, I just have one more question. How do you save this chat area?
There is no automatic chat archiving with this, so you have to click in there, do a Control A and a Control C, and then paste it somewhere.
Saving with LaTeX. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
The old-fashioned way. And in fact, I always forget to save it before I close the Hangout, so I should. Oh, Control A doesn't work. I actually have to scroll and highlight
Thank you very
everything.
Much. I have to go now.
Thanks so much for joining,
very
Hala.
Very nice. Thank you very much.
Bye.
I really enjoyed this. Bye.
Look forward to hanging out again soon.
Meeting you.
Yeah, looking forward to many hangouts in the future.
So I'm going to leave as well. I have to finish my lunch until something else happens in my kitchen again. So have a nice Sunday. Even though Jeff is over with his Sunday, he will start Monday very soon. What's the time in Korea?
Just past 8 p.m.
Yes. So 4 more hours, and then you're off to bed probably. Or you are still having some other
We've got 3 more hours of streaming. After Second Life, we're doing a Pecha Flicker. Do you know what that is? It's a. Do you know Pecha Kucha?
It's a. Yes.
5-minute presentation mm-hmm. where you have 20 slides and you have 20 seconds per slide. This is using Flickr. You put in a tag, Croatia or whatever, you get 20 random photos from Flickr with that tag, and you have to make it up on the spot. So Scott Lockman's going to host that from Japan.
Okay. Well, I'll come in later on. I'll try and fix up my camera.
Yes, so Pecha Chuka is after Second Life, I suppose, yes?
Yes, that is going to be at 1400 GMT.
Okay, so to finish lunch and to give everybody something to eat, and maybe join you later at that time. Okay.
I want to eat something.
What does he want to eat?
Yeah, he says, Mom, I want to eat something. So better, off I go, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And
okay, so I'll leave you then, Jeff, and I'll try and sort out my camera problems.
Okay, you're welcome to stick around.
Well, I've got to go and make lunch as well. But I'll come back in later on.
Okay, great to meet you.
Okay.
Hope to see you later.
Have fun. See you later.
All right, bye.
Bye.
And Dillian, let's troubleshoot here. Are you here, Dillian? Yes, you are. It's interesting. You're here, but I don't see your video space at all. I don't see any audio. Can you see and hear each other? Is Jeff with you somewhere? Oh my goodness, 5 a.m. and you have not slept. So sorry to keep you up later. I tell you, sleep deprivation is an issue with EVO. Okay, well, I certainly understand if you want to take a short nap, and we'll very much hope to connect another time soon. And I don't know if we still have anyone listening in. Carla, still waiting. And Embark and Nora, don't hesitate to try. One thing, if that link in the chat room isn't working for you, one other option is to go to... Oh, I wonder if part of the problem might be that you weren't specifically invited. Nora, what is your Google Plus name? If I want to find you on Google Plus, how would I do that? I don't see anything under Nora CH. Hey, Embark. So glad you made it. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
And it's so thank nice you, to Jeff. See I'm someone really else besides myself.
So, I thought they left you here.
And Carla. All right, the second round of the party is beginning.
Yeah.
Hey, Carla.
Oh, Carla.
Hey, Jeff. Can you hear me?
Hear you and see you. Long time no telecommunicate.
Yes, true.
How were today's barbecues?
Oh, I haven't had one yet. I will.
Oh, still early there, right? I just want to make sure you've turned the stream off. You might be getting some echo. Were you watching at Webheads in Action? I just want
to make sure you've turned the stream off. No.
Embark, are you still listening?
Let me just... Yes. Yes, it's me. I have just turned it off.
So how was everybody's week one of EVO?
Oh my God, intense.
Yeah, very intense, very hectic.
Yes.
Yeah, lots of activities, lots of participants to greet and to welcome. And of course, it was very tiring for moderators. You know, and in addition, of course, to everyday occupations, you need to stick to in front of your computer and check emails, and you know, it's really, let's say, needs a lot of effort. Needs a lot of effort, but it's good. True. You know, it's just amusing and exciting. You know, it's just like a festival. Someone who's who goes into a trance, dancing, and gets into the mob. That's
great. Yeah, that's right. Well, for the digital tools group, it was really had 500 participants. It's crazy. But we are having lots of fun. The first week is always a bit of chaos around because, you know, teachers are terrible in reading instructions sometimes and listening. Mm-hmm.
Sure, yeah.
So, though we try to make it as clear as possible, people don't follow instructions. Sometimes they just don't go to the links they're supposed to go, but that's okay. It's part of the learning process. Sure. And we were very happy this time. We tried something different, that the participants created their own digital portfolios. And I think the ones that are really taking it seriously and, you know, doing their best, they've started their portfolios. And I think at the end, it will be great to look back and see what they have done. And, you know, they've already been doing things there and writing and reflecting. And I think that's the most important part of the process, reflecting upon what you're doing. The point of the EVO, I think the hardest part is that it's really unique in the sense that some participants think that they need grades and, you know, that we need to answer to everyone there.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, certification. And, well, once they get to understand that it is totally unique in terms of professional development, that it's informal, and the main thing that they're going to get from there is really the learning and the sharing, and plus the connecting with so many people around the globe, then they feel more, you know, they calm down a bit.
But many of them just leave, just go away.
I think it's okay.
They are more motivated. Yeah, it depends on the, let's say, goals and the objectives of every participant. So
yes,
some of them are really more encouraged and more relaxed to see that there are no grades, no tense atmosphere, and they learn at their own pace. But some others who are just looking for, you say, documents and certifications,
yeah,
they just stop learning.
Yeah, if it's for the documents, then that EVO is not the place to go, really, because, you know,
yeah,
it's definitely not about it, really. It's really, really about the connections and what you are going to have from the rest of your life. Because, well, I started in 2006, and it seems a lifetime. I remember when I was first here with Jeff.
We're members of the same class, both class of 2006.
Yes, yes, it was.
I'll see you at the reunion.
Crazy.
Yes. I've been really impressed with the digital tool stuff. I've been tuning into that more than any of the other sessions. And just so much really interesting content has been produced. Thank you for making most of the content open. I've been trying to aggregate as much as possible onto webheadsinaction.org. And like a lot of the Yahoo groups are closed, so I can't do that. But I love that you put together the bundle, the Google Reader bundle. So that's a great way to kind of keep the flow, stay tuned into the flow of content. And that's why I was asking about the Edmodo public function. And so I went in and I created my own group. And I guess only the group owner can set things public or not.
Oh, really? So that's why I had, because in every post you have a public button, for me at least.
Because you have
the
power.
And then I could just put it public, and then I get the link for exact that post. So I think it's great. Edmodo is a great, great place for connections, and I think it's really nice as an educational tool. For this number of participants, it's sometimes hard, you know, to be there with all of them and to have them get around comfortably. But, you know, I think it's great because you can make things public, you can aggregate things in a folder, people are free to, you know, start conversations, and still, it's a safe place, and we are all there, and it's easier. Yahoo groups, I've used Yahoo groups for many years, but I always think that Yahoo groups, it's too, though you can have, you know, conversations there, it's still one way or the other way. It's not like you are having free conversations, you know, like in Edmodo. And Edmodo is like Facebook, really. It's just that it's
closed. It's just more secure for
yes,
students.
Yes, it is. And we wanted to show that to teachers, because then they can use with their groups. And of course, it's not going to be so chaotic as it is in our group, because we are 500. And also because we made a decision that we would have everybody enrolling as teachers, not as students. If it were as students, it would be easier for me to be the controller, you know. But that was not the point. We wanted them to test things there. And if they are teachers there, they can create assignments, alerts, whatever they want. So it is chaotic for us and sometimes for participants, but it was with a purpose, you know, for teachers really to try out the tool itself, not just connecting, but seeing its purpose for their classroom. So I think it's going to be fine. Once the teachers create their own groups, they will see what happens there.
Mbark, what sessions have you been focusing on?
Yeah, it's about the webheads, let's say, well, becoming a webhead. And I was the co-moderator of week one. The main tasks of our participants are to introduce themselves at the Yahoo group, to make an introduction on the wiki, and to make a comment on, let's say, the live session which we had at Tapirin. So most of things, our tasks are really easy, but many participants found problems in introducing, especially in adding their introductions, their pictures and their photos on the wiki. It took a lot of discussion and lot of instructions. And as Carla just said, many of them don't read the instructions, so or just read, but they found it difficult to follow the instructions there. Anyways, it was a very positive week. We had Teresa, Larissa, Fernanda, and all the coordinators, and we have Maria and Ayet and Sharon, the coordinators who were very active along the week, and they were helpful and omnipresent at all times. You know, they are not hesitant to provide help and guidance to anyone who needs them.
How many participants do you have so far?
I think we reached 228 or 32. Not very sure. Yeah. So it's a good number.
That's a good number. It's interesting that Digital Tools actually has more participants. How did you get so many people involved? Or they just were drawn toward
the digital
tools?
Idea, Jeff. I think this is something I want to do. We've never done this before, but I'll try to ask all the group leaders, the group coordinators, to send me, you know, an idea of numbers for each group. So that I think this year was, you know, really a hit. I think this year we are going to hit the 1,100 participants. I think it's going to be much more than that. So I don't know. Maybe the topic, digital tools, and maybe what we try to do to have
track
like
it tightly. No, it's attractive.
Yes, I think it's
a title, a name.
Maybe it's just Carla. Maybe people want to hang out with Carla.
I don't.
Of course, she has lots of contacts on Facebook, on Twitter.
She's a superstar. They want to hang out with a superstar.
I do some. I have some contacts, but if you consider, for example, the Young Learners group, for example, they have superstars there. They have Shelley Terrell, you know, Ezra and David Hodgson,
and Barbara.
And there are so many there. Barbara. So I don't think it's just about, you know, people itself. Of course, we have a tradition. I've been moderating for some years, so this helps because, of course, sure. I have people that are recurrent. They come every single year because they know we are going to do something for them. I think the topic, digital tools, and well, we did it on a purpose. Like, we really wanted to have something really special. So the digital tools this time is like we are going to focus every week in a different area. For example, digital tools for listening, digital tools for speaking, digital tools for storytelling. So maybe the way we set up the course this time was appealing to teachers because it's very practical and very focused. It might be the case, I think. That was the point there.
You certainly hit the ground running.
I think digital tools and becoming a webhead share a lot.
Yes.
We are also focused on digital tools. We consult communication tools, for example. Web conferencing, like using Skype, Yahoo, and so on for conferencing. We also use tools for video, how to communicate with a video, and so on. We use the blogs, the wikis, networking, Facebook, and so on. So we share a lot.
And you know, Nora mentions in the chat room, hey Vance, for beginners, hey. Too much information and too many things to do is really hard to manage. And I guess I sympathize with that, you know, because it is a whole new world of literacies. At the same time, you know, becoming a webheads offers that constant group hug, which is, you know, part of coping with the fire hose of content. And I do think literacy has just risen a lot. You know, when I compare this year to 2006, people have used tools, or at least they've encountered tools, and hopefully there's a little bit less anxiety than in the past. Vance, we're getting a little bit of buzz from you.
Hmm. Is that good? Let's see. I don't know what it could be.
Maybe jump your mic wire.
Yeah. Okay. I wonder if I've got the mic in the right place. Let me just do a troubleshooting.
It almost sounds like a couple of cables are crossed.
Let's see.
That got rid of it.
Well, I'm having a hard time now because I've been a PC for many years, a PC girl for many years. Now I've just changed to a Mac, so it's...
Feeling that illiteracy yourself?
Where should I check the sound? Yes, where should I check the sound? And I knew everything from the Webcast Academy, but with the PC, not with the Mac. But I'll get there.
So, Vance, I don't know if you're plugged in, but we're not getting buzz. I guess because you're muted. We'll take you with your buzz.
No, he isn't.
He's muted, yes.
Yeah. But man, your webcam is nice and clear. Good lighting.
Yes.
So while we're waiting for Vance, what's the barbecue schedule today?
Oh, my God. Today we are going to have a big one. It's kind of rainy, but, you know, it doesn't matter for us. We are going to have some special meat this time and, you know, try out a lamb, a different way of doing a lamb, you know, on charcoal. Let's see how it goes, but I think it's going to be great. Caipirinhas, of course, and, you know, lots of music, samba, you know.
Samba,
the guitar.
Are you going to document this at
my
all? I feel like the EVOers would love to see how. Well, I mean, I don't want to impinge on your quality offline downtime, but I would love to see some media from that.
Oh, I'll do it. I'll do it. My husband plays the guitar, so sometimes we have just, you know, a jam session. We just play around, and you know, it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for you here in Brazil sometime, Jeff.
I can't wait to get there. The barbecue is going to be tough for me. I'm a vegetarian, but I'll drink plenty of the.
Unfortunately,
there's vegetarian.
No. But you know what? My sister is a vegetarian, and she's never out of the barbecue, because then we can prepare some, you know, kind of vegetables things. You know, it's really fun. We do it. Yesterday we had another barbecue and she was there. And yes, Vance was here. He had a taste of what I mean by barbecue and all that.
Am I making noise now?
Yes, you are.
Yes. Oh, good. Okay.
Oh, yes, not for me.
Selected the right mic. Yeah, no, I can vouch for Brazilian food. You can find all kinds of stuff made from bananas and coconuts and different kinds of... roots, I guess. I don't know. You know, it's manioc and some really good vegetarian food in Brazil.
And I have a very nice video, Jeff, that I need to show you from Vance here in Brazil dancing samba after some caipirinhas.
That was while I was still dancing, at least.
That should be a required Ball Week 2 viewing assignment.
You can imagine what it is. Guys at the bar were clapping their hands and they were all staring at Vance and Bobby dance. It was really, really fun.
Yeah, something in Brazil draws it out of you.
Yeah. But back to EVO, Jeff, you were mentioning like the newcomers and how difficult it is for them. I think even if they've tried different things, you know, people are on Facebook, they are on Twitter and all that, they still feel the same kind of anxiety, no matter the year, I guess, if it's 2006 or 2012. Teachers are, they don't want to make mistakes. That's the point. They tell their students to make mistakes, but they're not willing to do that. They're not willing to be there in public doing silly things. So sure. That's the feeling as a learner. Starting as a learner, you always have that. The sense that, oh, no, I don't want to make a fool of myself in front of everybody. And so I think it doesn't matter. Even if we are literate in different areas, when we get to EVO, the first week, it's really daunting. It's really something more than some can take. Some, as mentioned here, leave because they feel it's too much, they get overwhelmed. Some, and I think that's the beauty of it, the ones that stay, they really feel in love and they get like re-energized to do something different in their classrooms, and they start connecting to different people around the globe. And because many of these teachers, though they are connected they are connected to their, you know, Facebook community and all that, they don't have the chance to have so many international teachers around. So I think it makes a difference. But yes, it is daunting. And I just think that people need to read the instructions. If they do it, they'll get there.
Yeah. Read the instructions and don't be afraid to fail. It's liberating.
Yeah.
So how was your EVO week one, Vance?
Well, I'm kind of running it on a MOOC, and so running the 5 weeks on Dave Cormier's precepts, which is the first week is orient. So I'm not really asking people to do much, just sort of familiarize themselves with the atmosphere. And orientation doesn't have a lot of interaction so far, but other people have put in their introductions, and I'm hoping we can get some people along today. But the next week is declare, so I guess that's when we'll start tagging and trying to get people interacting in spaces and sort of introduce a lot of those spaces. Also hoping that maybe we can bring some other moderators into the learning together world and you know, get people to cross-pollinate, I should say, each other's work, because, you know, it's one disappointment to me in being a moderator is that I hardly ever have a chance to get into other people's sessions, and it's very disappointing. I'd really like to know what Graham Stanley is doing with games, for example, and well, today we're going to pop into Heike and check out her Machinima.
And, you know, I've mentioned a couple times how I'm trying to aggregate content on webheadsinaction.org, and it's only doable when things are open. And most of the Yahoo groups are not open. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, multiliteracies and digital tools have some open RSS feeds, so I'm grabbing anything I can, which is a nice way to kind of just quickly skim what else is going on. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, I like Spezify. It's one of my favorite aggregators. You've probably seen that. I'm sure I've mentioned it, but it just makes really nice collages of things that have tags. Maybe we should try an EVO one and see what it's looking like. I'm also trying on one hand, I'm mousing over this, and the other hand is trying to get into Second Life. So that's on a different computer. I haven't run that for a while, so it might want to load in a lot of stuff. Is that's Mubarak over there? Hey, Mubarak, how are you doing? You cold? Uh-oh, can't hear you.
We lost your audio.
I got it now.
No, I'm unmuted myself. Okay. I'm fine, thank you. It's okay. Mm-hmm. I just told Jeff. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. I've just told you about the becoming a web head and the activities of the week. It's great. It's my third time co-moderating one of the weeks of becoming a web head. I joined in 2008, and it was hectic. It was my second time with Eva because I first joined Tips and Tricks with Dave Dinnett, I think.
Dave Wynette.
Mm-hmm. And Ali Boumoud. Yeah, Wynette, yes, Wynette. So he was there. The first group with which I discovered the tools and the, let's say, initiated to the online life or the virtual life, if you want to say. Here in our schools, it's still very shy, very limited. We don't have really computer rooms. There are only students learn computer science in computers, but these computers are not connected to the internet. So they learn about software, hardware, the components of a computer, and that's all. As far as the internet is concerned, it's really not really used. I tried to use some, let's say, some activities online, but I had to rely on students who have got the internet at home, not at school. We cannot work at school up till now. From time to time, we go to Cyber Cafe. I take my students there, and we have, of course, to pay everything and do any activity online. But to say that we have some program or syllabus based on using the internet in our schools, it's not yet available here. However, I worked on so many projects online, like iEARN projects. I usually work there for, I think, the fifth year now. And I am running, facilitating a project there. It's called The Way We Play. I try to select some students, as I told you, based on criteria that they have the internet connection at home or available somewhere, okay, to participate in my projects I facilitate. So one of them is The Way We Play, and it's intended to start for the third year, to resume for the third year in April. It's a project in which students talk about their favorite games, okay, either old, traditional games or modern games, and they try to make a technical paper, just presentation on it, either with pictures or with slides or video, and upload it to iEARN. I also worked, I'm now working on connecting classrooms. It is a project run by the British Council here in Morocco, and there are some schools who are connected to other schools in Britain, and we work on projects. They said, for example, in November and December, we worked on religions. So my students and the students of the twinning class we try to show them our religion, and they try to show us their religion. And in January, we're going to talk about the weather. I also was involved in ePulse with the way we it's called the way we are project, in which I got connected with some classrooms in the United States of America. And I got my students to exchange emails talking about cultures, about the way they live, what they do every day, and so on. So these are, and locally we have a branch of the Moroccan Association of Teachers of English, which is an active association. I had the privilege to be a president some 2 years ago. And we try to train teachers to use these tools and to use their own, their personal materials, especially their own laptops and with their modems and so on. We make a competition for students on different things, and we try to include ICT, okay? ICT is focused on our in our syllabus and activities.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you have a few things on your plate.
Where are you in Morocco, Mubarak?
Yes, I'm in Morocco now.
Where? What? Which city?
In Benimla. It's about between Marrakech and Fez. You know Marrakech?
Ah, yes, yes.
It's in the Mid-Atlas Mountains.
Ah, near Ifrane?
Just south.
Uh-huh, okay.
Southwest of Ifrane. But it's similar in, let's say, in the geography and the weather and so on. But Ifrane is very cold.
What's the tallest mountain there?
It's Topkal.
Topkal. Yeah.
And Topkal. It's near Marrakech.
Yeah, I climbed it.
401. Really?
Yeah. Great. Well, I walked it.
Speaking of geography, I enjoyed the participant maps. I saw BAW and Digital Tools had it. I put the Digital Tools one up on the website. It would be fun to have a whole EVO participant map. See how many pins we can get in there.
Yeah, I saw that.
You could try it next year to do.
Any coming attractions for week two in your assorted sessions? Anything we should be tuning into?
In the Digital Tools group, it's going to be exciting. Jane Petring prepared week two, and it's going to be on digital storytelling. We are going to try something very, well, it's hard when you are in such an informal setting, but it's a collaborative storytelling idea. And with lots of tools that participants can choose from. I think it's really, really exciting the way it is set. Let's see what's going to happen, because we are counting on the participants to really, because one person will start a story based on some, tasks, and then the other people need to grab this part of the story and make their own from there. So, let's see what's going to happen. We have no idea. And that's the beauty of it.
And they thought week one was chaotic.
I can't imagine week two.
For becoming web heads, we are going to start mini conferences, especially using Yahoo Messenger and Skype. So every moderator or just participants themselves can start conferences or mini conferences and invite other participants to join in, and it's a lot of fun, especially for the ones who do it for the first.
Very cool, and I do see Scott Lockman in the chat room, who's going to be hosting a Pecha Flickr. Is it in 90 minutes or it's in? Yes, it is.
Oh, no, I think it's in
2 hours and a half, I think, Scott.
Yeah. 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Yes. So, Pecha Flickr. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And we do have the Machine EVO coming up in about 10 minutes, yes?
Something like that. I think I'm just trying to unstick my other computer. I'm having lots of problems today. One of my cars wouldn't start. I couldn't get it. That's why I'm a little bit late today. I had to wash my hands, all the grease on my hands. So. What a day. It just happens sometimes. Days like that. So,
we're also going to have Graham Stanley with the IATEFL gamification. TESO and IATEFL. And this is also something new, and that's why we might have gotten so many participants this year, Jeff, is that we have, for the first time, TESO and IATEFL together in a project, in the EVO project. So I tried my best to, get IATEFL people to join in, and because, we have the same common goal, so why not joining forces and doing something really big and exciting for everybody? So then we have two groups that are also IATEFL groups. The Young Learners Digital Storytelling Group is sponsored by the IATEFL SIG, the Young Learners and Teens Group. And we have Graham Stanley with the Graham Stanley and Paul Braddock with the gamification session. And they're also part of the learning technologies IATFO SIG. So this is another reason for this boom of participants in EVO more than any other year.
That's great. You know, it makes so much sense. It's bridge building. You are an ELT diplomat.
I try.
Mbark, and one question I had for you is, what's the proper way to pronounce your name?
Mine?
No, I know your name.
Mine.
Mbark.
Normally it's Mubarak.
Mubarak, okay.
But here, for just abbreviation, it's called Mbark. It's shortest. Mubarak.
Mubarak, okay.
Okay, I'm very glad to have joined your hangout. And thank you very
much for joining
for
in. Have a great week, too.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Mbark, I'm coming to Marrakesh.
I'm really excited. Really?
I'm supposed to come for this. There's a conference in next month, I think, with Gary Mataram and Nick Peachy, maybe, supposed to be there. Anyway, they invited me to come and talk. So I don't know if you will you be there.
I'm going to UK on this project of connecting classrooms, or from February the 5th to February the 10th. I don't think I will be there. I would like to meet you face to face. You know, it's a great honor to me. You know, but
I think that's on the 9th. I think it starts on the 9th, so it might still be going on. But anyway, this is in Marrakesh.
Yeah. Okay, I will try. If we get back here to Morocco on the 10th, I will just check if you are still there. Mm-hmm, I'd like to see you and Nick Peachy and other stars.
Yeah, well, you're a star too,
much.
So
thank you very
nice
much.
To see you.
Okay. Well, very happy to meet you. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Great Bye-bye. To see you. Enjoy the day. Goodbye. And I think I'm going to go ahead and close out the Hangout and get ready for the Second Life session finish recording this media and get ready for the next session of Super Sunday of streaming. Carla.
Oh, my God. It's a Super Sunday, really.
We cannot wait this long again before making contact. We have to hang out again soon.
Oh, it's true. It's true. I've been trying to, you know, focus a little bit because I can't be everywhere, right? So, but yes, I saw that you were going to start again the EdTech Week. EdTech
whatever.
Right? Yes, EdTech whatever. So maybe I could be there sometime.
Well, I'm sure you have your hands full for the next few weeks, but always a pleasure to see you, and I hope you have some quality offline time today.
Yes. Thank you. It was my first hangout, in fact.
Oh, wow.
So, great to be here with you.
Great You're to a see natural.
You. Have a great week. Okay. She's been a Bye-bye. New media talent from the very first Skype chat.
Yeah.
I recognized talent when I saw it.
Mm-hmm. Vince, great to see you around. And thanks thank you guys for, you know, starting all this new stuff here. And streaming and all that. Thank you. I need to go to answer the phone now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, Vance, and I will see you in world soon.
Okay.
It's probably going to I'm probably going to get there about 5 minutes late because I want to get this recording in the can before I start the new one.
Okay, I'm rebooting my Second Life computer. It was going slow. So, okay, I'll see you there.
All right, see you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.